the industry's changed dramatically. I think there was, you know, there was a period when there were certain individuals in communities who took people to Hajj, and that was it. And from there, it's become a business opportunity for people, which is not a bad thing, because it should be run professionally and as a business. But as the years have gone by, we've seen, I think, a lot of small-time organisations come in, one-offs. They're doing it for a year, they never see them the year after. Many who are not registered with the Hajj Ministry. And many who are also trying to cut corners. And that's quite disappointing. We take, you know, got 10 people from here alone to help with the people. And there's another 10 on the ground when we arrive in Saudi. There are people who take the same number of 200-300 Hajjis every year, and they only have one person. And that's why they can afford to cut the corners and cut the costs. And, you know, people end up living away from the Haram on really run-down hotels, no services, no support. So I think there's a lot of that. Every year there's new small-time businesses starting up. Really, a lot of our businesses word of mouth is through recommendations from other people. So people will go and say, look, who do you reckon? We say, these guys are the best in the business. And, you know, it's not something we're saying. It's what people are saying on different, you know, endorsement websites, on rating websites. And I think, you know, and that in itself is marketing. I think the market is divided into different segments. There are still those people who are, they just want to go to Hajj. They want to pay as little as possible because that's all they can afford. So they will go, and a lot of it depends on, it's really down to the person they're going with. That person will make sure their expectations are kept to that level. If you pay $2,500, then the guy who's taking them, the company that's taking them, will keep the expectation at that level. And they won't do anything beyond what is required. When we were charging that kind of money, we were still providing a 5-star service. I would certainly say that, you know, our package now is about 4,000 and 5,000. So you have to afford that kind of money to be able to make the trip with us. But our pricing dictates it's maybe young professionals sometimes, business people, etc. So, you know, that can sometimes to reflect it to some extent. But certainly over the years, we've taken all sorts of individuals from different backgrounds. But the ethnicities, the age range is still very varied. We still have, you know, elderly people because their son and daughter want to make sure they go with a company that's got their reputation, and they're going to be there when something, God forbid, something goes wrong. So yeah, it's still very diverse in all aspects. But I think certainly overall, I think the Hajj has become young. People are younger, they've got more buying power around the world now. You know what the Islamic pound is like. So definitely, it's become younger.